officially assume their roles until January, when the new General Assembly is sworn in. I'm Sean Crawford.
Meanwhile, a group of community leaders from around the state is urging a Champaign state senator to look downstate when supporting the next Illinois Senate president. An ad hoc committee consisting mostly of African-American ministers says Senator Mike Frerich should back fellow Senator James Claiborne. Members of the group note that outgoing Senate President Emil Jones, the governor, lieutenant governor, and House Speaker are all from Chicago. The Reverend Eugene Barnes of Champaign says it's about getting more resources to other parts of Illinois. But he's not planning to turn against Frerichs if the senator votes differently.
We build relationship with those people, those individuals that can help us bring about the necessary change. My concern is for the weak, the wounded, and without, in terms of getting assistance to them. And I will utilize whatever means is necessary in terms of doing that. But as far as voting against Mike Frerich, no. I think that would be counterproductive.
Another frontrunner for the Senate leadership post is Senator John Culleton of Chicago, who is white. Claiborne and outgoing Senate President Jones are black. Members of the group, which included the Reverend Raynell Crenshaw of Danville, were short on specifics as to why they were supporting Claiborne. A third committee member, community organizer Eddie Reed of Chicago, says Claiborne showed the proper style of leadership and was non-confrontational. After some delay and an ownership change, a new biodiesel plant in Danville received its ribbon-cutting ceremony today. Freeport-based Blackhawk Biofuels owns the plant that had been started by Biofuels Company of America. The plant will start with 27 employees and could be producing 45 million gallons of biodiesel fuel a year, with production beginning in December. Iowa-based Renewable Energy Group is running the new plant for Blackhawk. Renewable spokeswoman Alicia Clancy says Danville is a good location for biodiesel production.
It's on the Illinois-Indiana border. We hope to serve customers in Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and maybe even into northeastern Missouri. And we just want to serve those petroleum distributors who are looking for a good source of high-quality biodiesel.
The Blackhawk Biofuels plant will use soybean oil from the Bungie Milling facility located next door. But Clancy says upgrades to be completed later this winter will enable it to produce biodiesel from animal fat feedstocks as well. The new plant was built with the help of $4.8 million in grants from the state's Opportunity Returns Program, plus $15 million in state-backed loans. The president of Eastern Illinois University says the economy has forced the school to put off plans to build a wood-burning, low-emission power plant. William Perry says the Charleston school is having trouble finding financing for the $40 million plant because of the recent credit market slowdown. People who live in the neighborhood near the plant site also have complained that it would hurt their property values. The plant would replace Eastern Illinois' existing coal-fired plant. The school says the new plant would produce far less pollution than the current facility. The Indiana House will once again invite clergy members and other guests to give opening prayers before legislative work begins. An appellate court ruling last year said taxpayers who sued over the prayers did not have legal standing. So as lawmakers gathered for an organization day at the Indiana State House today, the House started its business with a prayer. One new rule, though, puts the prayer before the period when representatives register their presence. It's 4:33.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
Now here's Mike Solo with weather.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's 46 degrees at Willard Airport, 46 degrees on Friends Plaza. We did pop momentarily up to 47 degrees. That was the high for the day here. And now we are on our way back down and down in towards the middle teens by tomorrow night. Right now, a cold front has pushed back into northwestern, actually west central Illinois from just south of Quincy up to the Chicago area. And there's yet another cold front that's a little further up to the north and west. It's actually across the western portion of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan through northwestern Wisconsin, and then arcs back across portions of South and North Dakota. But that is also on the way, so we're going to be turning colder and then get a reinforcing shot of cold air. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy and cold. Chance for a few flurries. The high temperature only around 37. The wind tomorrow out of the northwest at 12 to 24 miles per hour. A clear sky for tomorrow night, the low down to 17 degrees. Sunshine on Friday, but again, a That second cold front's going to keep the chill in the air. The high temperature only around 32 degrees. Clouds do increase Friday night with a low of 18 degrees. And we get into some breaks in the cloud cover, intervals of clouds and sunshine on Saturday, and a high temperature of around 40. Again, the winds have already started to turn back to the northwest across northwestern Illinois, and temperatures are ranging between 36 degrees in northern Indiana up to 58 degrees in southern Illinois, 46 degrees on Friends Plaza at 435.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Blount.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Another bad day for stocks. They took a dive today. Major indexes dropped to levels we haven't seen since 2003. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 427 points. It finished below 8,000. NPR's Jim Zeroli has been watching the markets, as usual, and he joins me now. Jim, why did stocks fall so much today? What was it investors were reacting to?
Well, once again, just a lot of bad news about the economy. I mean, it's really